Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
If you don't know, years ago, I started writing for a man named Rush Limbaugh when I was a kid right out of college. And I always thought it was very important to make a point with humor. I did a little research, and I've got a couple of books here that I want to go through. These are math textbooks, actually, that apparently are being used. And they show that they really aren't teaching math anymore. They're teaching politics. So I'm going to run through a couple of these questions and see what you think. All right. So let's start off with this one here. A train is traveling at 70 miles per hour, and another train is traveling in the opposite direction at 50 miles per hour. If you are the engineer of the train, why are you a white supremacist? That's the question there. I don't know what exactly that has to do with the train, but that's one. Let me get another question here, okay? Jenny was born a boy and is now a girl. How many girls will she beat this year at the track meet? The answer is all of them. All of them is the answer.
This was never in doubt that this was Hunter Biden's laptop.
Every journalist who covered up this story should not be journalists anymore. They should be working. I don't even think there's a job they could do that would allow the lack of credibility that they have and the dishonesty. I mean, I don't care what it is. Oh, I guess politician. They could get into politics.
I'd say to my Republican friends, take back your party. You've now been hijacked by a cult.
Hold on a second. I've got to turn towards Southern Florida and kneel on my Trump prayer rug here real quick. All hail Trump. We swear our lives to Trump. Okay, I'm done. Alan in Santa Cruz, home of our glorious affiliate KSCO. Welcome to the show, my friend. What's up?
Rob, I'm going to tell you something, and this is the truth. I'm not buttering you up. You're the only guy I can listen to for 3 straight hours. That's the absolute truth.
Kamala speaks to no one, and Biden can't do a flux. And still the fake news media thinks you voted for those guys. Can't touch me.
But I think we need to hear our Space Idiocy song, which features Kamala Harris speaking to a group of the new Space Force, talking to them like they're little children.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations. And it forces us to ask big questions.
Yeah.
Space, it affects us all.
It's not a question.
And it connects us all.
Ground control.
So space separates us.
I think everyone here recognizes how extraordinary space is.
Safe space, you know.
Whether it is satellites that orbit the Earth.
Space between your ears.
Humans.
Sorry.
That land on the moon.
Yes.
Or telescopes that peer into the furthest reaches of the universe.
Yes.
Space is exciting. It spurs our imagination.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
You know, I've been talking about the death of common sense in this country and the rise of nonsense in this country, and it's been led by the left, people like AOC. Think about how dramatically things have changed just in the last 5 years with regard to, defunding the police. That's smart, isn't it? Who the hell would think about defunding the police?
Television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. What am I doing here?
Don't catch the stupid.
It's the Rob Carson Show.